from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Devin Katayama. Farm workers and environmentalists want California to ban one of the most commonly used pesticides in the state and in the country. That's protesters chanting, "Yes, we can," near the state capitol in Sacramento during a recent rally. The pressure to ban the chemical chlorpyrifos has been increasing since this spring, when the Trump administration refused to enact a federal ban. KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg joins us now to talk about it. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
So first off, what is chlorpyrifos?
It's an insecticide that farmers use to kill insects, you know, anything from ants, larvae, worms. It affects their nervous system, poisons their nervous system. In fact, it's in the same class of chemicals as sarin gas, the nerve agent used in chemical warfare. I do want to be clear, though, it is in much smaller doses than sarin gas, but it can affect the nervous system of humans as well. It's used on nearly 60 different crops in California, mostly citrus, almonds, walnuts, alfalfa. It's been used since the 70s. There has been mounting evidence showing that it can threaten human health, specifically mostly children. And so in November of 2015, under the Obama administration, the EPA recommended that it should be banned in the country.
And so what did the Trump administration do when it came in?
Under Scott Pruitt, the new head of the EPA, he decided that more science is needed, and he decided not to enact this ban, and that they're going to review and do more sound science until about 2022.
Is that what spurred an upsurge in activism on this issue?
Yeah, exactly. Activists are super disappointed by this decision, this reversal from the Trump administration. This had been a decade-long fight to ban this chemical. And then they were further incited this summer when there was a drift where about 37 people got sick when the chemical drifted over a nearby field, and 5 people ended up in the hospital. So activists are very focused on getting this chemical off the market.
How are regulators responding in California?
They're also saying, kind of towing the line similarly to the federal government, in that more research needs to be done. They're going to be reviewing it over the next few years. In this interim period, they are increasing the restrictions, increasing the rules for farmers. Just this last week, they said the setbacks, so basically the distances between a field where it's sprayed and what they call sensitive areas, houses, farmhouses, you know, schools, must be longer. So they're increasing that distance by about 3 times. I talked to Charlotte Fidipi with the Department of Pesticide Regulation, and she said, you know, accidents are going to happen, but that doesn't necessarily mean a full ban is necessary.
Our scientists have figured out a way that we can use this pesticide with protections and restrictions in place safely in California. And we're saying we want more scientific eyes on this to see if those restrictions are robust enough or whether we need to do more.
And so they're going to be doing a lot of review, and activists want during this interim period to be a temporary ban.
How serious are the health risks?
So if you and I were exposed down there, we might get nausea, dizzy, stomach aches. Even at high levels, it either can be lethal. But most of the research has looked at what happens to children who are exposed while they're in utero, so pregnant moms and small children. It has shown that there can be developmental delays, lower preterm birth, motor and cognitive issues like ADHD, even autism. So there is research showing that it can really harm our children. There's been more than 4,000 studies looking at chlorpyrifos. And so I talked to Brenda Eskenazi. She's an epidemiologist and neuropsychologist at UC Berkeley. And I said, you know, how sound is this science?
A weight of evidence strongly suggests that chlorpyrifos has sufficient evidence in animals, limited evidence in humans, to restrict or even ban its use.
And so she's not necessarily saying that, yes, this must be banned, but there is a lot of evidence looking at chlorpyrifos. And she even said that it's not the worst of this type of chemical that's out there, but it has the most evidence, and that's why advocates want to see it off the market.
Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's KQED science reporter Leslie McClurg.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.